One by one, the companions and family of Imam Hussein had been martyred. Martyred on the plains of Karbala. Martyred in the defense of Islam. And in time, His Eminence Imam Hussein was left alone. And so he too left for the battlefield in the defense of truth and justice, and in the defense of all that is good, and in the defense of the pure Muhammadan Islam. He fought long and hard, so fierce, in fact, that the enemy was stunned and amazed. But His Eminence was greatly outnumbered, 12,000 to 1. The Master of Martyrs attained his lofty status, forever to be known as the Sayyid al-Shuhada, Master of Martyrs. And yet, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the women and children still remained. Women and children who bore the burden of thirst and hunger for 3 days. Women and children who bore the burden of fear when thousands of soldiers appeared, fully armed, merciless, and bloodthirsty. Women and children who bore the burden of the grief of the martyrdom of loved ones. Women and children who bore the burden of a dark and lonely night that was to come. Women and children who bore the burden of preserving Islam. The enemy didn't have mercy on these bereaved women and children. They came with their horses and their spears, their shields and their swords. They came with their laughs and their howls down upon the innocent women and children who had no savior left to protect them. Their tents were set ablaze, their valuables were looted, and some of the orphan children were trampled under the heavy hooves of the military horses. Women and children ran from one tent to another, some screaming, some weeping, all incredibly terrified. Lady Zainab bint Ali alayhi salam tried her best to comfort, protect, calm, and keep the remaining memories of Imam Hussein. But after all, she was left all alone. Yet Imam Sajjad had to be saved. The Wilaya had to be saved. Imama had to be saved. And the continuation of the message of Allah had to be saved. And the defense and the preservation that was tasked to Lady Zainab had only just begun, as the tents of the women and children were set ablaze